Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. I am Jeremy the Impact York, your host for all things Duval and Jaguars. This is Jaguar Zone live on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know about you guys here in or the Jag Zoners or the Duval or whether you're from the Bowl City Brigade, the Till Street Hooligans. I know I talk about them a lot, but they're two of the more prominent fan bases or fan groups that I've been able to meet up with. But if the rest of the world can't see how much fun it is to be a part of Jag Nation, then I think they're just missing the boat here. It just has come across Twitter. There is a picture of the third overall draft pick in the draft this year, Mr. Blake Bortles, holding a Bold City Brigade T-shirt, and he looks quite happy to have it on him. Not only, I mean, anybody could hold a shirt, but the fact that he seems to enjoy it, he got to meet a lot of you guys up as Downer Jaguar fan said last week, got to high-five and handshake a lot of you guys up at the draft. You know, this kid really could be the future for the Jaguars, and they're grooming him the right way, in my opinion. Something, I don't know if a lot of you guys know this or not, but the plan for Blake Bortles is for him to sit out this upcoming year as a way to kind of groom him to take the reins. And I know a lot of you may be upset about this, but you got to think about it this way. Instead of rushing him into a situation and you know, almost setting him up for failure in an indirect way, the Jaguars wouldn't set anybody up for failure on purpose. I'm just saying, if you were to rush him into a situation that, and, you know, something crazy happened, it wouldn't look very good. What I believe the overall, you know, plan is that they're going to sit him for this year. I don't know if that means he'll be listed as a third string or even active or something like that. But they're going to let Chad Henne be the starter. And I believe he's going to do well with this team. The way that the landscape has changed and a lot of the new faces around him, I think, play more to the way he plays and the way Blake Bortles plays as well. Now, another person that could benefit from this is Stephen Morris, the quarterback who was signed. I believe he's kind of, you know, out of Miami. He's, I guess you could call him the hometown guy, not as much as Bortles, because Miami's a little further south and a little further away from Jacksonville than Orlando. But, you know, Stephen Morris could step in here and be a great backup or secondary option, an alternative in case something happens with Chad Henne. And you could really run for most of this year with those two as your quarterback because they play similar styles. They're able to get the ball out. They're able to see the field. They played in similar collegiate atmospheres. Stephen Morris at 6'2 and 218, he's the right kind of size to be able to play with this particular, you know, to play with this particular skill set around him. You know, they wouldn't have signed him if they didn't have a plan for him. And I know right now you can sign up to 90 people, which the Jaguars still do have 90 on the roster as they've released a few and signed a few more. But, I mean, given everything that is going on, they signed this kid to be the backup for right now. Blake Bortles is going to take it over next year, I believe. It gives him a year to study under Chad Henne and to kind of get his feet wet in the culture and to catch up with the speed of the game without being rushed or feeling too much pressure. I don't know why more teams aren't doing this. It's a great strategy, and it actually gives Bortles a lot of chance to get, you know, be able to reach out and do a lot of fan-related things as he met up with the Bold City Brigade and others. It gives him a better chance to step into this. And like I said, I wish more teams would do this, and a lot of times you don't get the chance. You know, clearly, Jadeveon Clowney needs to play as soon as possible. Clearly, Jake Matthews in Atlanta needs to play as soon as possible because of the team needs and stuff like that. And, yeah, you could argue that the sooner Bortles is in, the better, but you got to trust in Chad Henne. And I'm sure some of you guys want to crucify me for saying that, but Chad Henne can run this offense. And, you know, having Toby Gerhardt in the backfield now, got a little less wear on the tires than MJD had. And I'll be the first to tell you, I'm one of the biggest MJD fans, but I felt like he had reached his potential here, and he had given everything he had. He needed a change of scenery in order to you know, ride off in the sunset the way he needs to. But like I said, they actually released quarterback Matt Scott, who had been on the roster for a good while as the third string. But for now, you know, you got to trust in Chad Henne, and you got to know that Stephen Morris should be the backup, unless just something ridiculous happens. And like I said, we are here talking Jaguars here on Blog Talk Radio, Jaguar Zone. If you want to call in, 347-826-7448 is our number. We'd love to hear from you. I do want to hit on Toby Gerhart, who was interviewed by J.P. Shadrick and John Oser on Jaguar Live today, which was really cool. If you didn't get a chance to see it or to see if your question was answered, because you can send in questions, or just hear what Mr. Gerhart had to say, go to their website. They have a link up. I actually have it up right now. It's just a really cool interview, and you get to kind of see where Toby's coming from and where he feels that he can take this team and where he thinks he can go. And also on the Jaguars.com Live, Brian Sexton has an update on the new enhancements, because more screens are going up. They're starting to finalize those big ones. Man, they look nice. I mean, I'm sure that astronauts up at the space station are going to enjoy watching Jaguar games, because these things are massive and in a good way. I think we all wish that we had TVs as big as these things. But, you know, some of a lot of people have signed contracts here lately down in Jacksonville, and there's a lot of them you really should know, even if you don't know. Bo Blankenship, who's a great running back out of University of Ohio. This kid is, you know, at 5'9", 206, he's real speedy. He can hit a lot of holes and stuff like that. They signed Jerome Jr., 6'1", 207, out of Winston-Salem State. I mean, you need depth at the safety position especially, and not just the cornerback position. But they were also able to nail down Luke Boenko, the center out of Virginia that I've talked so highly of. I mean, I seriously do feel like he could be the next Brad Meester. And I don't know if he can take over the culture and be everybody's buddy and great as Meester's personality was to be able to see it and come out. But Luke Boenko seriously could take the reins here and be the, you know, the starting center for 10, 12, 14 years. This kid it's hard enough to get around anybody, but at 6'6", 300, it's insane. To me, the center position is one of the hardest positions to play, because not only do you have to do the snap and make sure it's on time and when it's supposed to be and not flinch and not do all these other things that could get you penalized or mess up the play, but as soon as the ball leaves your hand, you have at least one, if not two, defenders in your face on top of you faster than almost anybody, because a lot of formations put the center out front. Boenko, he just has this it factor about him that just, you can almost just feel the excitement in this kid that he could really do some big things. And, you know, if you see him around town, high-five him, you know, let him know that he's as welcome here as any of the guys, and that you feel like you need to get, you know, don't feel like you need to get behind the guy, but show him the support that he deserves. This kid really, really is special. I mean, you know, and from one special talent to another, they were able to lock down Storm Johnson, who I think he was appropriately named, because this kid is just like a hurricane waiting to happen. But, you know, like I said, if you get a chance, you can call us at 347-826-7448. Love to hear from you. If not, you know, you can hit us on Twitter at 3endzone or at the Impact 99 if you have a direct question. You know, I'd love to hear from you guys, especially Jaguar-related things. On Facebook, you can hit us on the Facebook page. Blog Talk Radio has us a page up. You know, even when we're not on air, if you have a question, comment, suggestion, if you like something we said, if you don't like something we said, you know, feel free to just jump in and let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you guys. Let's see. Oh, the two more recent signings that I wanted to hit on was defensive end Chris Smith out of Arkansas and Aaron Colvin, the cornerback out of Oklahoma. Now, Colvin was one of those guys that was kind of on and off people's radar, and it's not because he's not good enough or anything like that. This kid is just phenomenal at coverage. But, you know, thanks to the Senior Bowl and the active role that Gus Bradley and the rest of the coaching staff were able to play, they were able to see how special this kid really is. And the fact that he can come in and provide depth and almost, I mean, he has the potential to be what, you know, Desmond Trufant or Robert Alford were for the Falcons last year. He could do that in Jacksonville, you know, to be that presence, to be able to step in as a rookie and make plays and make an impact and really just take over the position and shut down whoever they throw at him. But Chris Smith at the defensive end, this kid by far is one of my favorites to watch. I've went back and watched a lot of game film of his from Arkansas, and coming off the edge, I don't know how anybody manages to contain him. This kid is just an explosive guy who comes off the edge. He's able to disrupt, and if nothing else, he can command a double team a lot of times to allow a linebacker to be able to run through, which is a scheme that the Jaguars like to instill a lot of times. They like to kind of use that Leo backer to either drop him back and wait on a rush or to kind of sneak him in between. And, you know, given that kind of scheme, it's great to have people up front that can kind of be the first line of defense in the wall there so that you can run through them. If they can tie up the offender, the offensive line, I mean, the sky's the limit as far as how many sacks the secondary could end up with. But overall, if you're a Jaguar fan and you're not excited, then I recommend you look at some of the recent things that have happened, not just the draft and you know, the pretty new scoreboards and all kinds of stuff like that, but just the city of Jacksonville has just opened up into an even better, more positive place than it was. The fans are ready for the win. They're ready to take this ship into a new harbor and prove to people what they've been fussing about all these years. The owner, Shad Khan, he is ready to push this team to a new level. All the chips are falling into place and all the key positions are being filled. It's a great time to be a Jaguar fan. And even, you know, if you just want to join up now, don't feel like you're a bandwagon fan, because bandwagon fans are always welcome, because you're not really a bandwagon fan when you join the Jacksonville community. And in fact, if you want to get out to some games, I recommend you see a great friend of the show, Casey Jones. I'll have his information up on the Facebook and Twitter page here shortly. But he's with the Touchdown Club, I believe it's called, or the Champions Club. But either way, if you're looking for, you know, if you're looking for tickets, then you definitely need to go through him. He's got some amazing hookup, and he can get you into the Bold City Brigade areas, and there's a lot of other places. Just wherever you're looking to get a ticket, he's your guy to try to get tickets. So if you can, give Casey a shout out. And that's actually going to do it for us for this week. We'll be back again next week with another special guest. I think you guys will enjoy that one as well. And for the producers and everybody else here at Jaguar Zone, we appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week.